Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I have to say, I am so cheesed out by Wimbledon, honestly. Did you hear the umpire, the chair guy say, "Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you're opening a bottle of champagne, do not do it as the players are about to serve. Thank you, madam, indubitably." Yes. In 2019, a similar announcement was made by the umpire when a champagne cork flew onto the court during a match. The All England Club's conditions of entry to the ground state that all cork bottles, including bottles of champagne and sparkling wine, must be opened prior to being taken into the stands of any court. I mean, honestly, for Christ's sakes, it is so pomp and circumstance, so snotty, snobby, ridiculous, Wimbledon. Honestly, does anyone even know any of these players? When I was a kid, and I hate to be the "you kids get off of my lawn" guy on the front porch, but let's just be clear. Let's face facts. Back in the day, when it was like Bjorn Borg against McEnroe, like, was it ever better? I mean, honestly, even when it was Navratilova and Evert, you knew who the players were. When it was Sampras, when it was Agassi. I mean, honestly, there are so many players. Now that Federer and Nadal are done, basically, Nadal's done, he's injured, he's out. And when he comes back, he's old and washed anyway. His days of winning are over. I would think he might get one more French, but that would be insane, a 15th French. But the bottom line is now there's the Joker. And then they try to sell us Carlos Alcaraz. I mean, here he is. He moved on with a big four-set win over Nicholas Jarry, whoever the F that is. So Alcaraz is the world's number one. My ass, Joker is. And he was on the ropes against Jarry. I think of Tristan Jarry, the Penguins' awful goalie. But he found a way to win on center court to set up an encounter, they call it, with Matteo Berrettini, the Italian, who beat Alexander Zverev. I mean, I've heard of Berrettini. I've heard of Zverev. But have you? Has anyone? Honestly, does anyone know who any of these players are? People barely know who Francis Tiafoe is. Meanwhile, he got his ass beat by some guy named Dimitrov. No one's heard of him. Then I watched for 5 minutes Rublev and Bublik. No one's heard of them. I mean, honestly. And then Cefalewin against Shapovalov. Shop at Home Depot. I don't even know what that is. Yannick Sinner, an Italian, against Daniel Ayla Gallen. I swear to God, no one's ever heard of either one of them. I mean, honestly. And then, how about on the ladies' side? Marketa Vondrasova. No thanks. Maria Buzkova. Anastasia Potpova. Mira Andreeva. Stop me when you've heard of one of them. Obviously, people are trying to understand that they've heard of Jessica Pegula. Maybe not for her tennis, but for her rich parents who own everything in Buffalo against Serenko. I was thinking Tarasenko. Instead, I got Lysia Tursrenko. I can't keep up with it. Swiatek. She's the number one player in the world, and no one can pronounce her name. Belinda Bencic. That's another one. No one's heard of her. We've heard of Azarenka. She took on Svitolina, and they didn't shake hands. That's because of the war or something. I can't keep track of all of this. It is bad, is it not? Am I crazy? Do you really? I mean, because I could keep going. I mean, Laheshka, Tommy Paul. Tommy Paul's an American. I don't know who that is. Christopher Eubanks. Chuck Eubanks. Christopher O'Connell. Wrong. No one's heard of him. Medvedev, they've heard of. But the guy he played, Fusovich, I don't know who that is. How about Alejandro Dadatovic Fokina, Varela, against Holger Rune? Who are these people? Laszlo Gier. I know he's playing and lost to Tsitsipas, the Greek. Everyone knows who that is because chicks want to do him. Basically, Alexander Zverev and Berrettini, I told you about. Here you go. Beatrice Haddad Maia, Sarana Kirschcha, Dalma Galfi, Ekaterina Alexandrikova. Stop me when you've heard of any of them ever in your life. Stevanovic, Kvitova. We've heard of Kvitova. Fair enough. Sabalenka, we've heard of. She won against Blinkova. Don't blink. You'll miss the match. She got swept. Madison Keys. She's an American, but she's the 25th seed. That means you suck where I come from. Ange Jabeur has done it before. She's won slams. She's the 6th seed. And I still don't think anybody's ever heard of her. I mean it. Elena Rybakina. Katie Bolter. I mean, I got to tell you, like, I turn it on and I try to watch. I try to get into it. I simply cannot dig it. It sucks. It's awful. It's boring. And when you don't know any of the players and you've never heard of any of the players, how can you possibly be interested in it? All of the great players are gone. And then to tell me that Alcaraz is better than Joker is hilarious. Did I not just hit a gigantic bet at plus 170? In the French Open, when he was a dog joker in the semis, you got to be kidding me. He kills everybody. He wins everything. He's going to win this. He's going to win Wimbledon again. He wins, and that'll be his 24th slam, which makes him number one all time. No one can stop him. And if that's what you're into is watching that guy, because nobody likes him, he's like really unlikable. He's like the greatest tennis player of all time, perhaps, and no one can stand him. And he's like, you know, cold as ice. I don't know any other way to describe it. And I won't deny he's great. I won't deny he's an awesome player. I won't deny that he's just incredible the way he wins. Fair enough. But he kicks everyone's ass because everyone else is so pathetic and everyone else is so unknown and certainly not famous. Unfamous, you know, infamous. I can't keep track of all these hack no-names that I don't care about. I can't get into it. I can't get into them complaining about popping champagne bottles at Wimbledon. I don't care that famous people go. I don't care that the, you know, Prince of Wales is there. I don't care the king is there. I never cared when the queen was there. I don't care if the entire Buckingham Palace is there. I don't care about English people. I don't care about the UK. I don't care about tennis. You can't even tell me that the US Open doesn't kick Wimbledon's ass. at least at the U.S. Open, they don't all have to wear the same uniform. Everyone at Wimbledon wears white. It's a tradition. So is shaving for the Yankees, and that's a dumb rule. Dumb rules shouldn't exist. Players should be who they are, dress the way they want, be fashion, drip, have it all going, a flair, a style, stand out like a sore thumb instead of looking like everyone else. At the U.S. Open, it is a party. They play at night till 2 in the morning. Everyone goes to Manhattan and throws down, eating in the fancy restaurants of New York City and partying and drinking and staying out till 4 in the morning. The bright lights of the city that never sleeps. And then they go play the next day, strung out and hungover in Flushing at the Arthur Ashe. And the U.S. Open is the best of all the slams. I don't care what anybody says. I like the French when Nadal was winning on the red clay at Roland Garros. I love that. Watching that guy dominate and win all those titles and kick everyone's ass, and the only way they could stop him was to finally see the guy get injured. His hips all messed up and he can't play. And he used to win Wimbledon too. He's the only guy that could ever stop Roger Federer. When Federer stopped playing, it was like the death of the sport. At least Federer and Nadal and Federer and Djokovic had, rivalries. The Joker would take him on and beat him, and Federer would beat him, and Nadal would beat Federer. And some of the greatest matches of all time have been between those three. But when two of the three aren't playing, Wimbledon is dead. I don't care what anyone thinks. I mean, I know people love tennis. Yeah, people that go to tennis clubs and people that go to country clubs love tennis. The Australian Open, well, Joker wins that one every single year, too. I mean, he wins that. It's automatic. I don't even know why they play at Rod Laver down there in Melbourne because he wins. It's like he shows up, he destroys everyone, and he wins year after year after year after year. And it's like in February in Australia down under, and nobody in America would even dream of going to it. So it's simple. It comes down to Wimbledon and the snobby English and their champagne bottles and their caviar and their top hats, or the throwdown party that is the U.S. Open in Queens. New York kicks Wimbledon's ass. That's all there is to it. This is all you're going to hear me talk about tennis one time. I think it sucks. I'm bored to death with it. You can have it 6 ways till Sunday.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.